Brian Keller joins us. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Now, you've coached, a lot around Edmonton, boys, girls, AAA, junior. And how did you hook up to get over to Switzerland?
Actually, Jason, I was in Austria.
Austria, okay.
So not too far, but definitely in Europe. You know what? It was just the same story probably most have. The circles are small in the hockey world. And a contact I had through Hockey Canada knew somebody of a organization I ended up joining. They were looking for a Canadian coach specifically and kind of set us up and did a couple interviews, and the rest was history, as they say.
Now, why were they looking specifically for a Canadian coach?
Well, I think in Europe, definitely from what I learned in my time there, they definitely do put Canada on a pedestal. For sure in Austria, they know when it comes to hockey that we're definitely the leaders. And I think they recognize that. And they wanted to bring somebody in that definitely could bring that flavor of Canadian content and teaching to their programs. And I was very honored that I ended up being selected.
Now, you were coaching what, like 22-year-old, 18-year-old kids, kind of similar to the Western Hockey League age group?
Yeah, absolutely. It's under 20 league. So basically I had a 16-year-old, a couple 17s, but the majority are 18, 19, and 20, just like you'd see, in major junior here.
Brian, when you talk about that age group, compare, if you can, let's take 20 kids on a team from top to bottom. How do they stack up talent-wise at that age group? Are there a couple that could play over here no problem, or is there a distinct difference right from the best down to the worst player?
There's definitely not as much when it comes to quantity, for sure. But like my team was comprised of players from all over Europe. I had six Russian players, probably three Hungarians, two Germans, a couple Slovaks, et cetera. I'd say the skill level, a good comparison would be probably a little better than junior A here in Canada, but definitely not at the major junior level. Actually a player from the season before of the team I inherited, he did get drafted to the Western Hockey League import draft. So, again, you will see players that can definitely do that level. So, it's a good hockey brand of hockey at that level, but definitely not the quantity.
What did you learn as a coach, and how different is it scheming game plans when you're year-round on the big ice?
I had a little bit of experience here in North America. You had the odd game you'd play on Olympic-size ice. There it was always that size, and the biggest difference was you couldn't be as aggressive. If we're going to speak, systematically, in the defensive zone, you had to be a little bit more patient, and you had to definitely make sure your players knew how to support each other, because the skill level is very good there from an offensive side of things. Definitely in Canada, you see kids don't like to play defense as much as they do offense. Well, times it by about 100 overseas. Nail Yakupovs, or at least the old Nail Yakupovs, from what I heard, definitely that's the norm there. So you had to make sure that you were patient and made sure they were patient playing defenses.
How did you teach? How do you connect with the kids? Because over here now, I think, my nephew's playing major junior, the other one's playing junior A, and you talk to them, and it's become kind of an accepted thing. You got to play defense even if you're an offensive player, so they've kind of come accustomed to it. How hard is it when you got 17, 18, 19-year-old guys who really don't want to play that way?
You know what? It was a big change. I think from what they were, experienced from the previous years, I don't want to say it was a country club, but they definitely, the players got to run the team and kind of do what they wanted. And I went in there kind of a little bit unknown, and I just laid the lines down that this is what we're going to do. This is the expectation. And if you're not going to do it, you're not going to play. And I definitely had some resistance. There's definitely players that, didn't buy in early, and it took a while, and it affected our team. But once we got everybody on board, we took off and we had a lot of success. Team building is something that has to be done. It doesn't matter what team I've ever been involved with, but out there, especially having players from all over Europe, all these different cultures, it was something I did every single day and trying to get everybody to buy in. And that's when, again, we probably turned the corner.
Brian Keller joins us coaching in Europe. So what's the actual name of the league?
It's the EBL, the Erste Bank Youth League. So it's sponsored by one of the major banks out there in Austria, and again, it's they're the one that actually, just like the Western Hockey, they're the one who govern it and run it, and it's it's a very good brand of hockey, like I said, and that league's growing every year. And, you know, again, it's going to be exciting to see what they do next year.
Do you see more Canadian coaches going to that? Like, do a lot of the other teams in the league similar to your team where they want a Canadian coach?
Yeah, there are definitely a few other Canadians out there, you know, whether it be at the junior or the pro level. I mean, a name and someone you've had many times on your show, Rob Dahm. Dahmer's coaching at the pro level. He's about an hour from me. I was in St. Poulton, and he's currently still in Linz. And you are seeing more and more go out there. A lot of Easterners are out coaching other teams. And I think everybody's kind of buying in that they're trying to catch Canada. So they're trying to, you know, replicate and bring in the people, you know, to see if they can learn kind of the way we do things here.
Brian, you coached here for a long time. What's the attraction of this gig now? And is this something you'd like to continue doing for the foreseeable future? Or is this a matter of it's just a short-term thing and you'll be back here at some point?
Yeah, it's something that it was actually just a one-year thing. I decided to go there. I do have a family and married, and my family did stay here. So that was the biggest challenge for me. I enjoyed it on and off the ice, learned a lot, met some wonderful people and saw, you know, a great place in the world. But for me, you know, my family, me and my wife made a decision, you know, I'm going to take some time off and go into new avenues here, back in Edmonton. And, I actually ended up accepting a role with, the River Cree Sports and running their, River Cree Hockey League. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. I've had a lot of texts from young coaches who are thinking, you know what, maybe that's an opportunity just to learn, you know, a different part of the game. How much experience do you think you need if you're somebody who's a Canadian younger coach who's going to get approached by European leagues?
You know what, exactly. You just got to, you know, get out there and coach year after year, you know, start in the minor hockey ranks like I did, get in the AAA and just work your way up. It's just like the players do. They're trying to get to junior and college and pro. And it's the same thing with the coach as far as, you know, I've done throughout my career. So, I mean, if you can get to, you know, a junior A level somewhere here in Canada, that's definitely what would help, you know, get you prepared for, you know, going over to Europe and just building that resume.
Now, you've been coaching a long time. Obviously, in rec league, you won't be coaching guys to play defense because that'll never happen. So you're taking over the pro. I hear you're going to make some changes to the rec league, and a lot of our audience guys are playing men's league hockey. What are going to be some of the changes that make it enticing to play in the RCHL?
Yeah, you know, the RCHL has been running for, I believe, since 95. And I mean, they do have a great foundation, things that have been put in place over the years from the previous staff. But, you know, from what I see in the 9 or 10 days I've been there, I think there's a few little tweaks that we can add and try to make the overall experience positive for our players. And I mean, the first and foremost, we want to continue to make it, you know, safe for the players, obviously. And you know, we want to make sure that's competitive and they're having a lot of fun. You know, the officiating, which is probably something that gets, it doesn't matter what you're coaching or what league you're in, but they probably get it more than anybody. And we want to improve our officiating and make sure that our officials are prepared to handle the guys and are up with the rules and they're trained and they're being mentored by, you know, a really solid head referee. And we're looking at some little things from sponsorship that has never been done with the RCHL. That's only going to benefit our players. A couple league or game changes. We want to lengthen our games a little bit. Again, we have a 75-minute slot to play a three-period game, and we're trying to see if we can lengthen those and give added value to our players. And you know, there's some social media and things like that that, you know, we think that will just help, you know, promote the game and make the little things fun for the guys.
I got a few texts from guys who play in there and said that at times the league, according to these texters anyway, and I obviously don't play in the league so I can't comment on it, but they said that they didn't crack down enough on guys who are out there solely to fight. What's your response to that? Was that an issue?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that, and that's one of the things I've done is I've reached out to all the team's reps, because I want to hear what they have to say. I want to, you know, hear it right from them. And that comment has come up a few times, and I'm sure you have that in every league at the adult recreational level, unfortunately. And that's something that we're aware of, and we are taking steps that we want it to be safe for our players. I mean, these guys got to get up and go to work the next day, and we want to make sure that they know they can come out there, compete hard, have fun at the end of the game, hopefully go into the resort and maybe have a beer or two and just laugh and enjoy what they just did. So for the guys that are going to, you know, make bad decisions, I mean, we're going to be very, very quick, honest, and fair, and we're going to make sure they know there's a zero tolerance level, and I'm going to be very consistent. And we're probably going to add, you know, some fines. We're looking at adding that. We haven't had that in our league. If you're going to, you know, do some things that aren't right, whether it be fighting or taking some match penalties, we're going to add some fines to it, and that'll probably, hopefully, deter them a little bit.
Brian, pardon my ignorance on this, but it stuns me in the the recreational league venue that we're talking about, that there's even fighting. I mean, that's sort of a punchline to a bad joke. You know, the guy who goes out there, he's an accountant on Monday morning, but he's a maniac on Sunday night. Like, everybody has jobs. Most guys have families. What level? I mean, what are the rules on fighting in this league now?
I mean, if you do fight, you're ejected, and there's some black and white rules. If you're a first time offender, et cetera, you'll get, you know, suspensions. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably going to amp that up a little bit. I'm still going over that with my general manager and my other staff. But it's a small percentage of guys. At every league, they do it. For whatever reason, I don't know. I'm sure they all have the reason why they want to go out there and skate around and try and take things in their own hands. But again, we're going to make it very clear at our first rep meeting and throughout the season that if you're going to do that, it will not be tolerated. It will be handled consistently. I think that's maybe where we've had some issues in the past. Some guys would get a suspension and maybe it didn't get honored. And again, that's not going to be the case with me. I have no ties to anybody. I'm the new guy. I've been away. So, I just want everybody to play hard, have fun. And but if you cross the line, I guess I'm going to be a little bit of Brendan Shanahan from a couple of years back.
Well, you do videos.
Oh, yeah. Will you be sending out the videos on, trust me, that would be great. Send out your video explaining why the guy's getting suspended. That would be outstanding.
Yeah, I'm sure that would go over well. You can see that over YouTube. Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, pure comedy, man. Make them spoofs. It'd be good. Brian Keller joins us. Was coaching over in Austria this year, now running the RCHL. When's registration, summer hockey? When does it start this year?
Yeah, we're an early start. We're right in September 1st. The league gets going. And
what?
So, yeah, we start early. Yeah, we get it going early. We got a lot of teams, a lot of divisions, and we want to make sure they all get going so there's not a big break for those that are possibly playing summer hockey, because there's the summer league as well. Registrations, we're taking them as of now, and people can register right up to the end of August. The sooner the better. Whether they, you know, contact us at the reception or drop by, go on our website, rivercreesport.net. We're on par for about 130 or so teams, and that's a little bit where we were last year. And again, we expect a lot of good hockey.
Well, Brian, best of luck with the RCHL. Will you be coaching it all this year?
No, I'm taking for sure some time off from coaching. I'm looking forward to this challenge. I'm also going to be doing some development stuff with some other organizations, and so I still will be getting on the ice and getting my fix for that, and I'm looking forward to being at home with my family and going through a winter of Edmonton again.
Oh, well, enjoy that. It'll be a lot of fun. And now, what about ice times? I got a lot of guys texting, a few girls actually as well. A, do you have mixed teams at all? Do you have women's divisions? And what's are there earlier start times because you guys own the two rinks?
You know what? We don't have the other divisions yet, and that is, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are looking at adding that in the future. We do want to have a female division. We're also talking about having an over 40 or 45 league, things like that. You know, we do have, we're one entity of River Cree Sports, so we do have youth 3-on-3, adult 3-on-3. We have our drop-in program and camps and all that stuff. So we kind of have a little bit of everything, and we want to be, if you're a hockey enthusiast, I mean, River Cree Sports is the place to be, and we're a year-round facility. We're closed, I think, four days out of the year only. So right now we do have the odd girl mixed in with the boys, believe it or not. So some pretty good hockey players out there.
Well, Brian, good luck at the RCHL.
Great. Thank you very much.